Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Turnover chain. Oh, you know what the turnover chain should be this year?
What
if the turnover chain was a chain of Jimmy Johnson's face?
That's actually pretty good.
That'd be awesome.
Listen. Can we just go back to the original?
No. You gotta one-up it every year.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Why not?
Who's funding all these turnover chains?
You know who. It's great marketing. Whoever's making that chain and, quote-unquote, donating it, getting a lot of publicity, because that chain is the most famous thing with the program right now.
A chain of Jimmy Johnson's face? I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
No, it should be.
The Rock?
And Reed's face.
Oh, no. It'd be way funnier if it was Jimmy Johnson's face. I love Ed Reed, but Jimmy Johnson's
shouldn't
face.
Shouldn't it be, like, a defensive, like...
No, I mean, just imagine, like they go to Herb Street and they're like, "Yep, that's right, Chris. That is Jimmy Johnson's face, diamond encrusted. He has green eye. He has one green eye, one orange eye."
We definitely, if they hold up cards, we definitely have to see if they'll
do the. Oh yeah, the Leroy dressed as Josh McRobbins.
Oh yeah, for sure. Put Enos. Enos, if you're out there, I'll tag you in a picture.
I got kind of a confirmation that he's going to supposed to come on tomorrow.
Okay. It's very half-hearted.
It's tough right now trying to nail these coaches down.
Why?
They're recruiting? Isn't
Sunday
over?
No, it's over.
I think it's stuff going on.
I just want to know what's going on at this Jimmy Johnson party. Was there daiquiris?
Daiquiris?
Yeah.
Drinking daiquiris.
What, Jimmy Johnson doesn't look like a daiquiri guy to you?
No, he's down in the Keys? No, he's drinking like a Landshark or like one of those.
Landshark?
Yeah.
He's drinking a margarita.
Landshark is terrible. Landshark?
Like one of those.
Do they even make Landshark anymore?
I don't know. One of those,
it's still cool.
One of those beers you put an orange in, that sort of situation.
Like a Blue
Shock
Moon?
Top?
Yeah, Blue or Moon, a Shock Top, one of those things.
You drink that?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah,
Jimmy Johnson looks like the type of guy who's got his own tiki bar, and he's blending it up. I'm not talking about his restaurant.
Rum runners.
Yeah, rum runners, little floaters that are upside down into the frozen drink. Yep, that's how Jimmy Johnson rolls.
Any chance Jimmy Johnson, other than when he has to travel and go to work on the TV, that he wears anything but sandals?
No.
And
no
shorts
way.
And a Bahama Breeze shirt.
Does he have to stay under the desk the whole time at Fox, or does he have to stand up? Otherwise, I would say he wears sandals with his suit.
I think he has like one scene where he stands up.
It's probably CGI.
He could swap them out. He could swap out his flip-flops or loafers
anytime. They're probably not real shoes. Why would you? I'm Jimmy Johnson. What are you going to do, fire me? No, sir.
Someone is saying it should be a Sean Taylor face. No, we don't do that. That's not a thing.
What do you mean?
We're not going to put Sean Taylor's face on a turnover chain.
Why? It's a good way to honor.
Hey, how would you like to be in the offseason wondering if you're going to have a job, and then they trade the other guy that may have your job?
You're talking about Case Keenum? Like, how would you feel if you were him?
That's one way. How about Lamar Jackson?
Why? Yeah, I think you'd feel good, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And they didn't believe in you. Why does Schefter look like he's got no sleep?
Probably didn't. Probably been tracking this Flacco story since 4 a.m.
He's doing the sidelines for the basketball game tonight. It gets in Minnesota.
He is?
Yeah, the Bull. I think it's Rockets and Timberwolves
he's
tonight.
He's still trying to do that thing, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to invade on. He's trying to get in on Woj's territory.
If I was Woj, I would have a talk with Schefter, and I'd be like, "Hey, Shefty."
Well, Woj doesn't. He doesn't. He mostly does studio stuff.
You don't see me doing sidelines for Monday Night Football games, do you, Shefty?
Woj is one of the most famous and most powerful people in the NBA. You don't see him saying, like, I'm bored with this. stay in your lane, bro. Stay in your lane, Shefty.
Hey,
enough.
Jimmy Johnson's face on the chain will look like the Flanagan's guy without the beard.
Oh, that is true.
I think it would look tremendous. A face chain this year, and it would be Jimmy Johnson. Can we get Manny Diaz just to ask him one question?
Heineken.
What about?
Somebody said that's what he drinks.
That's right. He does drink a green lizard because of the Mad Dog.
All right, but what about when he's feeling a little froggy?
He drinks the green lizards.
That's all he's drinking is green lizards?
Yes.
He's never turned a green lizard upside down into a frozen drink?
Nope, that doesn't happen.
Stella Artois.
It's
Stella Artois.
You never see it's the commercial. The commercial. Come on.
I drink the cider. Stella cider. That's good.
That exists?
Can we do headlines?
Sure.
Really?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Our show comes to a screeching halt to give you your 2 minutes to
Well, that's why.
You better mention the big story that we haven't talked about yet.
I don't even know what that is.
Guy throws a lot of sliders. They have Sergio Romo.
Oh.
Signed with the Marlins.
But really? Like, don't you think Joe Flacco being traded to the
We're not in Denver.
Bro, it's the first day of pitches and catches. Can't you get him a little rub?
Right. Aren't you guys going to be broadcasting from there?
You got Jose Urania and Jorge Alfaro. Look at this. They got catcher cam going on from Marlins, from Jupiter. Got the new unis.
Sliders of death, man.
Look at them. New unis.
Great.
Looking slick.
They look like Billy the Marlins' new uniform?
No.
His pants.
They're not wearing scrubs.
Jose Urania looking for a bounce back year.
Tell you what, he was on fire after that Acuna incident. He was taking no prisoners, man.
Bro, let me tell you something. Wait till we get that first series with the Braves. They don't want none. Acuna.
This guy.
So sick of the Braves, bro. Tired of them. And Realmuto. I mean, that's that smug look on his face when he arrives with the Philadelphia Phillies. Least likable Marlin traded. I'm saying it.
Ooh.
Realmuto. Just like, look like his bleep didn't stink. I see him at this Clearwater press conference with the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't like that team, first of all. And he just shows up and it's just like, you know what? Good riddance. Good riddance, Realmuto. I'm out on him.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't have no choice.
Yesterday you were talking about how you thought he was one of the best catchers in the league.
He is.
You looked at the numbers.
Oh, tremendous talent.
The framing numbers.
Tremendous talent.
He might have 35 home runs in that ballpark, but.
It is a little kiddie ballpark. And I'm sure he'll have a great year. Look, we know what the track record is. You leave here, you win the MVP. That's science. I don't have to tell you.
Who's the last catcher to win MVP? Was it
Piazza maybe?
Did Piazza ever win it?
I think he did.
I don't know.
I'm sure Bench won, but that was way back in the day.
I mean,
Pudge ever won
Robbie,
MVP?
You weren't even alive.
What did you say about Realmuto? He was the least liked Marlin?
No, least likable Marlin that we've traded,
except for Heath Bell.
We never. Well, I mean, that doesn't.
Did he get traded, or did
they
just
get? He did get traded, but they did eat some of his salary.
It was a three-team trade.
That era doesn't count.
Yeah,
I'm talking about new era.
Good players, good players.
New era.
I just boxed you in.
No, Ozuna. I'm talking about the actual good guys: Ozuna, Yelich, Giancarlo, Realmuto.
You can throw D. Gordon in
there. All of them classy. This Realmuto shows up in Philadelphia, or shows up in Clearwater. It's just very smug. I didn't like it. Robbie, give me some Realmuto.
Wait,
you got some Realmuto?
You're starting to sound like old boy from Atlanta.
Who?
McCants, whatever his name is.
Oh, how dare you?
Brian McCann?
How dare you?
Yeah, like, who made you the keeper of...
Yeah, you're, like, all of a sudden you're, like...
Who made Realmuto? Anthony Davis. He gets to request trades. Oh, my God. Your frame rate sucks, bro.
He did mail it in the second after the All-Star.
What are you doing right now?
You could have said the same thing about Yelich.
No. I did say the same thing about Yelich, but before there was any controversy.
We gotta get to the Realmuto soundbite first.
Yeah, we got Realmuto
sound. There's other stuff going
pitchers
on.
Pitchers and catchers, bro.
I got it.
I'm just excited to play for a team that has a chance to win a championship. That's all I'm really focusing on.
Okay.
If that takes me to my next level and I'm the best player I've ever been, I'm all for it. But for me, the goal here is to win a championship. I'm not necessarily thinking about how good I'm going to be this year. I'm thinking about how good our team's going to be.
Well, I hope your agent can perform for you, buddy, because just because you're in a new location doesn't mean you're going to go to new heights. I mean, did it happen with Christian Yelich? Yes. Yes, he did go to new heights, and he won the MVP. But don't just think that's going to happen with you because you're friends with him.
What? Just move on. Just don't even. So the Ravens traded Joe Flacco to the Broncos for a fourth-round pick. No, stop.
We can't let him get away with that nonsense.
He's under the table laughing, turning red.
You can't believe that just because you're friends is what you came up with.
Oh, but Joe Mauer won the MVP, of course.
I just...
Houston?
Just Buster Posey win it?
He won it like 3 years ago.
I just want to go to break, and we have still 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah. We're not even close to break.
We got time left. What, you got
we could still have plenty of time to break down the sliders of Sergio Romo.
No,
Pudge won it. Pudge won it in 99.
Colton Fisk ever win that MVP?
Super overrated. Like, I mean, how many times have we got to talk about waving it fair? It's enough already. You know what? How about you stay back on the baseball a little bit, and you wouldn't have to wave it fair.
Oh, Jesus. The other news is
You know, when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
and you take the media class,
yeah,
that was one of the first, like, that play is one of the first things they show, because that was, like, the first time they had, like, multiple cameras and they singled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of having a big view of each.
You guys want the list?
No.
Joe Mauer?
Sure.
Yep.
Pudge?
Yep. Okay.
Thurman Munson? Be polite. No more Thurman Munson slander from you. Johnny Bench twice.
It's not slander.
Yogi Berra never won the MVP?
No, never.
Wow. Huh.
Never. Not according to Google.
What about Hoogle? Let's call Hoogle. You know,
oh, my God. No, it's not 90s NBA. If it was 90s NBA, he'd be all over it.
Somebody said, hey, Rio Muto, your frame rate sucks, bro.
Can we get your frame rate sucks, bro shirts for the first Marlins Phillies game?
Yeah.
We can just sit behind home plate. Be like, frame rate. Frame rate.
Do you think he even knows?
If you were a better catcher, that would have been a strike, Rio Muto. You made that a ball.
Not fooling me, Rio Muto.
Gary Carter didn't win?
Jesus.
Not according to Google. I'll check again.
But suppose he did win it.
Well, it said Yogi Berra had three, but I think that was before they had an AL and an NL MVP. That was in a way back in the 50s.
Can I just tell you that Dwayne Wade is sick and might not play tonight against the Mavericks, a.k.a. he doesn't want to step foot in that stupid arena owned by Mark Cuban?
Not in Gary Carter's Wikipedia that he won MVP.
Okay.
But suppose he won it, though.
I think he won World Series MVP.
World Series
MVP.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, I'm done. I'm just going to sit and eat my peanuts.
No, I mean, Buster Posey, real catcher, great frame rate.
Really? I mean, they don't like us.
Oh, he did win an MVP. Do better, Google. Go to Kick Rocks. Yeah, that dude is good, Buster Posey. I mean, he was a crybaby about that whole Scott Cousins thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, you guys
they changed the rule after
you
that.
You guys really bullied Scott Cousins. Let's be honest with you.
He got his leg broken, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's his fault. That's your fault you got your leg broken. Does Alex Smith here sit here crying because a linebacker tore up his leg? No. Did they ask for the rules to be changed?
Wait.
No.
Time to bleep out. If you guys are going to give me crap about talking about people getting kicked in the side of the face, we can't let him just go all rambling through sports.
Hold on. It was... No, we can't let you go rambling through
sports telling people it's their fault.
It was his fault. It was his fault. Them's the rules. And they cried about it. Like, oh, this is not how you behave in Major League Baseball. And Scott Cousins, mind you, Scott Cousins, you ever heard of him? Of course you haven't. You want to know why? Because he was holding on to the thread of Major League Baseball. So you want to know what you do when you're not talented? You hustle. You hustle. And so he hustled his ass off to that plate, and he broke Posey's leg. And he scored a run.
He still hated in San Francisco. Like, if he were rocking in a restaurant, they'd recognize him.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It is. What you have brought to the table today is ridiculous.
Look at you.
You're all like, what happened this morning?
What are you talking about?
Something had to happen this morning.
Who is that?
Because you're like,
Robbie,
wait till I get with the guys.
Who is that bastard GM in San Francisco? Is that Sabian?
Yeah,
that is
I think it was Brian Sabian, yes.
Yeah.
Hate that guy. You want to know something, sir? Why don't you have a little awareness of who to treat right? Is he still there?
I believe he's still there. He might have moved up.
I hope they fire him. Still a bully to Scott Cousins. I don't forget this stuff.
Did you happen to overdo it on the Cafe Bustelo again today?
No.
Why is your tongue flickering in your mouth?
In fact, I didn't have...
He's like a lizard.
I didn't have Cafe Bustelo today because I was worried about yesterday. So I tried balancing it out.
With? Crack?
No.
What did you drink? You had Red Bull?
Like, what did you...
I had a smoothie with what they call at the shop Pure Recharge. Now, I don't know what's in there, but I like it. Do you think there's something bad in Pure Recharge?
Is that Smoothie King?
Yeah.
Let me look that up. See what the ingredients are in Pure Recharge.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at the ingredients.
There's some type of pick-me-up.
They're just like, do you want extras? I was like, what kind of extras? He goes, here's our list of extras. And I said, Pure Recharge. I was like, trying that. 15 minutes of heat. He had taken on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Dwayne Wade did not participate in shoot-around. Will he play tonight? We'll talk about that next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game with four South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info. Also by Xfinity. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. And now, you can get up to five lines of Xfinity mobile talk and text included at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. The Miami Heat's back in action tonight. They will wrap up this, I guess not really the first half of the season, but they will go into the All-Star break one last game as they take on the Dallas Mavericks. Heat are reeling. They lost three straight. And Dwayne Wade is a question mark for tonight. He did not participate in shoot-around with an illness. And we were talking about this yesterday on the show. Will Dallas honor Dwayne Wade tonight? I don't think they will. Simply because how do you honor somebody who part of his highlights is taking your soul out, especially in a finals where you did nothing but complain and think it was fixed and that it was on the take, completely ignoring the fact that you guys had a 2-0 series lead. You know, let's not be silly, but hey, that's how they want to be. They want to be, you got Dirk Nowitzki
up by 13 points in game three with 6 minutes left.
Yeah, Riley had to write season on the whiteboard to get these guys going. All right? So, hey, if you want to say it was Wade fixed, whatever helps you sleep at night, Dallas, you guys got yours back because LeBron James no-showed in the 11 finals. All hunky-dory. All good. All right? We're fine. You know, Dirk has to go around, still tell reporters. I mean, Dwayne Wade's been nothing but classy. Nothing but classy. Dirk, he's kind of classy, but he has to throw in there, it was frosty. It was frosty between me and Wade. All right. You got to take those shots, Dirk. Fine. You got to just get it out there that you guys weren't on good terms. Okay. We'll let it be. But Dwayne Wade may not play tonight. So this may be one of those things where everything, you guys aren't going to honor me? How about this? You don't get the honor of watching me play basketball.
I love that.
Now, the question remains, if he does play tonight, who gets the jersey? Does Dirk Nowitzki get the jersey?
Yes.
Porzingis in a suit. He'll take Porzingis' coat.
You have to understand because they're tied in together even with like the All-Star game.
Oh, you know who's back? You know who's in the Mavericks? He already traded jersey with this guy already, Tim Hardaway Jr. He doesn't have a Mavericks Hardaway Jr. jersey.
That's true.
He only has a Knicks one.
Collectible. Good point, Robbie. Or maybe you want rookie sensation Luka Doncic.
Oh.
He'll do it with Dirk.
Will they do it in Dallas or is he going to do it with over here? Because, you know, Dirk's got a trip down here. The Heat are going to do one for Dirk.
There's no shot. Dirk might not be
Dirk's playing. Dirk's not getting a video down here.
Why would he?
Because he's Dirk. Like, I mean, most people are going to be phonies and want to give him the little send-off. Although his send-off has not been nearly as cool as Wade's. Like, he's not a good basketball player anymore. Dwayne's actually out there winning games for the Heat because they need him. It's going to be terrible when they don't have him.
That's the problem.
Terrible.
That's the problem. Before this year started, in all honesty, you thought, D-Wade to come and get us a couple of minutes in the fourth quarter, hit a couple of big shots, ride on out.
Yep.
Not we're going to be needing him to be D-Wade.
It's like Eric Spoelstra sits there at the end of the bench, and he's watching all these guys unable to get their shots off. And he goes, he's looking, keeps just looking at the back. And Chris Quinn's like, hey, man, what's wrong with your neck? Nothing. Dwayne!
You know what his two choices are? D-Wade, Philly Cheese.
Yeah, and we've seen the look that he has when Philly Cheese puts up those shots. He's like,
but that's, some of the shots aren't like the best of quality.
No.
But Dion makes some crazy shots.
He had a crazy one over Dirk.
Right.
He had that one at the end of the half where he almost fell on his face.
Right. Like,
it is a roller coaster.
I mean,
it's like strapping up for Universal.
You don't know.
You don't know what you're going to get, and you and it may end up with you vomiting. Chris Bosh was on the Bill Simmons podcast in The Ringer, and he was talking about his career, and he's doing a bit of the media rounds right now, and was asked about what his future is and where things are, and we've long been wondering, is Chris Bosh finally going to hang it up? And it finally seems like he is ready to officially hang it up.
Me knowing that that part of my life is over, you know, that has been a tough thing to deal with, but I'm good. That time has passed. You know, I've made the decision, you know, not to pursue it anymore. I'm retired now. I'm retiring, I guess. And, you know, I don't think anybody, has anybody retired and put their jersey up at the same time? Nobody's done that, have they?
What do you mean?
Retire. I'm like officially.
Oh, you're retiring at the retirement ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have invented this.
Yeah.
Usually the people retire and then they have the ceremony.
I knew it. I knew it.
This is
See,
great.
I got to find my place in the history of the game, you know, and I pride myself on being a pioneer. So these things, like, I've done so much and I never brag.
I like Chris Bosh, so
he's cool.
He can do whatever he wants, man. Especially, like, people down here.
I hate that weasel laugh.
Understand what he went through when he first got here, as far as trying to fit in and, you know, finding his niche.
Did you guys hear Romberg's hot fire take this morning? Did you guys hear it?
No.
Okay. Huh. Romberg, this was such a take that even the Levitard show, the shipping container, had to have him on the local hour to explain himself. You don't hear Dan too much on the local hour anymore. Even he had to pop into the studio when he heard Romberg's take. And this is how I'll try and explain it, because it's very complex. It's like trying to weed through hieroglyphics.
You should be familiar with it, because that's what we feel like when we have conversations
with
you.
In his theory, because Chris Bosh crippled the organization with how it ended, he feels that should nullify your eligibility to be in the rafters. He also took LeBron out, by the way, too. He says LeBron, because of LeBron leaving and what that meant to the organization, hurt it more than he did good. So therefore, it nullifies his eligibility to be in the rafters.
One
question.
Wait.
He's been hanging around with you too long.
Yes,
because
correct.
That sounds like something stupid you would say.
I think he might be onto something.
Oh, really? You're into this, Robbie?
Well, I mean, at least for the LeBron part. I mean, the Chris Bosh, he did have blood cults. It kind of wasn't his fault.
Yeah, when your blood doesn't
work. Well, he said it was his fault. But Romberg also has a past with Chris Bosh because of Toronto and Canada, so he doesn't like Chris Bosh. So he did hold his...
He doesn't like Chris Bosh?
No, he doesn't like Chris Bosh. Because he feels like he plays soft and he besmirched Canada.
But that's... His game looks that way.
Chris Bosh is not Canadian, you know.
No, but he was the face of Canadian basketball, and he whizzed all over Toronto. People don't overthink about that one. They always think about LeBron and leaving Cleveland and breaking their hearts. He broke Romberg's heart leaving Canada, and also thinks that he plays softer than Charmin, I believe he said.
One,
he has definitely been hanging out with you too long.
Whoa, what? Why? I've never said that about Chris Bosh. I love Chris Bosh.
No. Maybe not Chris Bosh. You didn't say that about Chris Bosh, but you hosed down everybody else.
Do I?
Did you agree with him on the
LeBron thing?
Yeah.
No, I think LeBron should get his jersey retired now. Here's the thing.
He's gonna change it up a little bit, if I may. Go ahead and put the Tobin caveat.
If I were able to
put a rat on his jersey.
If I were able to put Pat Riley on some truth serum. All right.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, if Pat Riley were just kicking back, having some Chardonnay or whatever the hell he drinks, some fancy wine.
I feel like it's
not a wino.
They're hanging out with Jimmy Johnson.
Merlot, Shiraz.
Whatever. And we were sitting by the fireplace, and we were just spitballing, all right? Nobody's going to hear this. Mickey Arison, never get back to him, all right? I've been wanded with a metal detector, so he knows I'm not recording. And I say, hey, between you and me, you really want to put LeBron's jersey in the rafters? I think he's saying no. No.
Hey.
And I know all this thing that people are saying, like, oh, you know, LeBron, best player you ever had. LeBron, look all the great he did. True. True. But wasn't exactly Riley's plan and how things went.
Texter points out.
Hmm?
Okay. Is Romberg a Heat fan?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Because I was going to say, if it wasn't for Chris Bosh grabbing that rebound, Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot.
Correct. Well, he also had a theory that Ray Allen should be up in the rafters, but not Chris Bosh, because Ray Allen didn't cripple the organization.
Well, because he played for free?
Well, no, he was on mid-level. But, how about this? I think Ray Allen should go up in the rafters because he's not going to have a home. Ray Allen deserves to be in somebody's rafters. Can't be Seattle. I don't exist.
OKC is Seattle, right?
Milwaukee?
Not going to be Milwaukee.
Seattle's coming back, though. He'll be the first one up there.
Nah, I don't think so, man. Yeah? Nah, I don't think so. Definitely not going to be Boston. You want to talk about Team Petty? Who's more Team Petty?
By the way.
Me towards LeBron or Boston towards Ray Allen?
If you want to talk about crippling the organization.
Some of the players,
wait, though. Time out. If you want to talk about crippling the organization, I just looked this up to make sure.
Yep.
The Heat sent two future first-round and two second-round picks to Cleveland for LeBron and sent two first-round picks to the Raptors for Bosh.
Yeah.
That's crippling the organization.
It's really not, though, because they won championships off of those picks.
But still.
And I believe.
You want to talk about how the Heat are where we are right now, it's because they've had no picks.
And by the way, I believe one of those Raptors picks, the Raptors had originally given to the Heat. They just gave them their pick back.
Like, yes. And also, are you guys not sure
Tobin is a grown man?
They're also not.
No, we're not sure.
No.
They're also not where I'm Heater Pan, not Magruder.
No, he said, are you sure you're a grown man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm Heater Pan, Heater not Pan. Magruder.
Yeah, because Peter Pan is a boy.
Okay. And here's the thing. The Heat aren't where they're at because of draft picks or lack of draft picks.
It's bad contracts.
Bad contracts.
Okay. So
minus one for the texter. Bad point. Or is that your point?
It was my point.
Minus one.
By the way, shout out to our dude Robert. Check this out. He was in Denver the other night. Second straight road game. We've had somebody bring a Dwayne Wade Boulevard sign to the arena on the road trip. So shout out to Robert for
that. You got one in Dallas tonight?
Daddy is struggling because he ran out of room.
Yeah. I've done that too, making posters.
Do we have someone in Dallas tonight?
I don't know. It's every game except for the Golden State one. This trip's been hot fire. So it's been going great. There was one more story Chris Bosh told on the Simmons podcast that is really funny.
Okay.
And it's regard to Kevin Garnett's trash talk.
Ooh.
And he said that Kevin Garnett got in his head so much that it made him lose sleep.
KG was just, he was kind of in the same, but his intensity and kind of his skill level was unmatched.
I remember you said he intimidated you early, right?
Yeah, he got in my head.
What was he saying to you?
He called me a mama's boy. He called me a mama's boy.
A mama's boy?
Yeah, we joked and laughed about it a few months ago. He got me too. It was true. It was true. He called me a mama's boy. I was, he said something. I forgot what he said to me, and I said something back. He said, "Man, you a mama's boy." I was, I had the worst game of my career after that. And I said, "Man, I couldn't sleep.
Hurt your feelings."
Oh, I was up just late at night.
He's like, how did he know?
Yeah, I'm like, what? No, I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? Our mama's boy. Who is he talking about? It's 4 a.m. I got to be up in a couple hours. I'm still up late at night.
He got in your head.
Oh, it was all in there. Kept hearing it, man. Mama's boy.
Oh, jeez.
That's it?
Yeah. Mama's boy. Sometimes it's the least vulgar things that get in your head.
Someone says that the picks that Miami gave up in the LeBron deal partially were for the extra year that he didn't stay.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then it could get passed around year by year. And
would you have not rolled the dice on LeBron opting into his contract for extra years? Because the CBA also changed in the midst of the Heat being here. So, like, can we chill on Riley giving up picks for LeBron James and Chris Bosh? Can we slow really? A roll on that?
Could have got another Beasley.
That pick ended up being in the 20s because the year after LeBron left, the Heat got to keep their pick and took Justice Winslow. And then the next year they made the playoffs and that pick was somewhere in the 20s. It's forgotten about now. And it got passed around to Philadelphia.
Didn't also that pick get like moved on like to get so Cleveland could get off like the Mozgov deal or something like that? To get Mozgov? They did nothing with it. Relax.
Is that an armadillo?
That's a pangolin, bro.
A what?
A pangolin.
What's a pangolin?
It's one of the most poached animals on the planet. And
why?
It's huge in the black market because of their
scales.
Yeah, the scales. Their scales are known as having Chinese medicinal benefits.
So they like make soup out of it or something?
Kind of. Yeah, the pangolin. Yep.
He looks like a what do you call those things?
Anteaters?
Fruit. Huh? Or vegetable or the...
like an artichoke?
Artichoke. Yep.
Does he have dip?
Every morning, guys, let Zaz, Roms, and Amber wake you up at 5:30 with Laughs Hot Takes. Today, Amber got mad at me, and quite frankly, her boyfriend or fiance got mad at me because I was making fun of their rat dog.
Oh, I saw that post Peanut on Butter. IG.
Yeah.
What's the dog's name? Peanut?
Yeah, Peanut. Or Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter, jelly time, Peanut she Butter. She had a post that was like, Peanut, look at Tobin in the eyes and make him feel sad for making fun of you.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel sad. You know what it makes me feel like?
What?
I need to get a mouse trap.
Wasn't there a Curb episode, you know, about this guy who knows he's an exterminator of rats and there was a rat dog and there was a mistake?
Look, this dog is
ragged. You're doubling down?
I've already doubled down, and her fiance is furious with me.
Like, legit furious?
Because I said on Twitter, I said, does Amber's dog look homeless? But I didn't put a picture of the dog. I put a picture of showering rat, a little gif of showering
rat. Oh, yeah.
Rat.
Oh, yeah.
The dog actually was homeless, bruh. You make fun of homeless people?
Oh, soccer boy.
Yeah, soccer boy got all in his feelings. And so what I did was I took Peanut Butter's face and I photoshopped it on a rat body. Soccer boy. Anyway, Zazzle, Ron, Brick, and Amber, every morning, 5:30 to 9, I will be there to bother all of them every single morning.
There was a rat dog yesterday. He didn't come close to winning. It was
of course
not.
What ended up? I heard which dog won, but what were the odds, Robbie?
I kept refreshing a thousands of times. No odds would pop up, and there was another dog that was disqualified, which is another thing. And then this, of course, a terrier won. I see even said it. The terriers always win. It was the dog that won the most times ever. It's like 15 times that dog has won.
And you couldn't get any action.
Nope. It's infuriating.
Fix was in, man.
Seems like me on a Valentine's Day.
All right, so I need to get Leroy's expertise here. He is a fan of the golf.
Yeah.
You love the golf.
Put your mic on.
Yep.
And this story has come up regarding Matt Kuchar. He is.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
He is a good golfer. Super rich.
And he is.
Very bold.
Very, very nice guy.
He's bald. That's what, you know what?
He's one of the best, like, as far as, like, night. You never see him mad. He always smiles. See that look right there?
Always got that
cheese
smile.
He has that look when he shoots 62 or 82.
He always gets chants every time he's walking the green. I don't know if I can say that chant on the air.
Well, he won this tournament. He won this tournament in November.
Mayakoba.
And he took home $1.2 million. Now, in the midst of this, his caddy bailed. He needed to get a new caddy.
Well, so he just needed a caddy for that week.
Yes, for that weekend.
Right.
And there is this caddy in Mexico, El Tucan, and he filled in.
Yep.
And he won. And so the agreed upon salary that was given to the caddy was $3,000. But apparently, and I didn't know this, golf etiquette is 10%, typically, 10%. Typically, well, here, depending on how well you do, this is just what the story says. Is depending on how well you do, anywhere from 5 to 10%.
10% for top 10, 7% for top 5. I mean, no, the opposite way.
Yeah,
it's like 5% for top 10, 7% for top 5.
Right.
10% for win.
So if it was a win, $1.2 million, it should be like $120,000.
Right.
If it's on the low end of that, like 60.
Right.
So Toucan gets his envelope. 5 G's.
Right.
Very insulting to El Toucan. He does not like this.
Well.
And so, apparently, this was almost settled by one of Kuchar's reps where they said, all right, we'll offer you 15 on top of the 5 we've given you. And he told them, kick sharp rocks. And he went to Golf Weekly and let them know what was up with cheap Kuchar.
Well, here's what you have to understand. Sometimes they get a choice. Other times they don't. For example, Tiger's old caddy. Got $1 million a year.
Dude with a big mouth?
No, He got $1 million a year and all the cars that Tiger won.
Ooh.
That was their deal.
Bagger Vance only got $5.
So.
That's a great reference.
Really?
Yeah.
It's also 1930. So they do have their deals.
Right. What do you think the explanation for this is? Because according to the caddy, and we haven't heard from Kuchar yet, what do you think it is? Because that doesn't seem what we're
settled upon. It should be the standard rate for a caddy.
By the way.
Unless agreed upon before. You have to understand, okay? When you pick up a caddy, it's a caddy from that club.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't making no
crazy coins.
Right.
But Max, I didn't know this until today because I looked up the career earnings.
Oh, yeah. He's made, what, 30, 40 million?
He's top 10 all time.
Yeah.
46 million.
Yeah.
So he's rolling in it.
Okay. But so here, if it were any other person, I would be willing to jump on it like everyone else is. But if you're familiar with Matt Kuchar, right? Something got missed in this. You see what I mean? And so I don't know.
Somebody missed a decimal point?
No. I don't understand if, like, when you pick up a new caddy, okay, so say if it's a touring caddy or a professional caddy or a caddy that's caddy for somebody, then everybody understands standard rate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You get a set price for the week if you miss the cut.
Yeah.
And
he got a standard rate of 3 G's.
Okay. Now, my question is if he gave him a choice, you understand what I'm saying? You can take the guaranteed money or.
So you think he's like, bet on me? Like I'll meet
the. But that's kind of what they all do. I mean, because if your guy doesn't do well, you don't really get paid.
Is it? Because I'm kind of under this, and you know way more about golf than I do. Like, it's not even close. But the way I'm reading it is,
you don't make money, your caddy don't make money.
But in this guy's realm, it seems like it's an on top of. Like, he agreed to $3,000,
okay, right.
And then got an extra, was expecting an extra 120. Five to 10.
No. Extra 120,000.
No. He said he was expecting, like, the price he wanted was 50.
Okay.
Which is actually under 5%.
Which is actually under 5%.
So, but they offered him after he was given the extra 5 on top of his 3.
Right.
So let's say he got $8,000. But right. He was expecting, okay, they're going to call up and they're going to make good. Like, he thought it was like a down payment kind of thing.
Right.
And they offered him 15 on top. And he goes, 15? Kick rocks.
Right.
Well, who am I? Why are you offering me such little dough for this?
Right.
But you're telling me Kuchar's like, stand-up dude. One of the fan favorites, friendly.
From what I understand, if you watch him, he's always very, very, very cordial, nice, always smiling. But I will say this. It would seem to me that a guy of his stature would understand more what that money would mean to this guy more than a touring caddy.
Question for you.
Mm.
I understand what typically is paid to caddies, what right. The percentages are and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
What if Kuchar deemed him not a good caddy?
What did I say? I said, I've seen this guy on TV and at tournaments, and there has to be something else. He's not a guy that you've ever heard a story of as being a jackass.
Right.
Ever. Every other golfer, okay, you've heard stories.
Let's just forget about it being Kuchar for a second. Is
right.
It possible, like on the tour,
that could be
the guy is substitute caddy and the caddy's not good, like he deems him not
good. That could be why.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know. But even if, look.
Well, I gotta.
We live in a world today where even if you suck at your job, you still get the money.
Well, like. I mean, mm-hmm. How often, I mean, I know this, like, it takes the worst service in the entire world for me to tip below 15%.
Right.
Because I just, like, 15% is the bottom for me, 20% or more is the top. And
how often have you hit the end more?
Often.
Okay. Just curious.
No. If I get good, it's one of the things, like, I may be cheap in some places, but the one thing I firmly believe is.
Well, because you hold the dollar until they see you drop it.
According to Mark Steinberg, Kuchar's agent and Kuchar, who were contacted by golf.com, they haven't spoken much about the dispute publicly. Steinberg says that Ortiz's, El Tucan, his account is inaccurate, but declined to discuss the money. When asked what he paid, he said, "That's not a story."
There you go. So, again, I don't know this L2K.
Ortiz is hoping to receive an additional $45,000 from Kuchar, but told golf.com he does not expect to get that money. Not now, big boy. That ain't happening.
So, taking the 15, man.
Although, I don't know. Like, if the story keeps dragging on and there's more negative publicity, does Kuchar just, like, pony up the money?
Well, the thing I
somebody said here he didn't caddy. He carried the bag. He didn't give yardages or club recommendations.
Oh, well, that's a different story. Yes.
Yes.
That's a huge.
But if he's a fill-in.
Like the full.
If he's a fill-in and he's not giving yardages or
you don't think
reading
that guy
greens.
Knows, you don't think that guy knows the course, though? Like, I imagine if you said he worked for the course, he's not going to know anything about it.
But there's a difference in knowing the course and being able to give advice.
Hey, I just carry the bag. I got the rest.
Hmm.
Then it's a he said,
right.
He said situation.
No, listen, I went golfing last Wednesday.
What do you think this guy's going to get fired?
I'll tell you a story right now.
Do you think this guy's going to get fired?
Who?
The caddy. Like, is it in poor taste to talk about this story? Because obviously them having that tournament there.
Baby,
really?
A caddy that has a chance, caddy that gets $100 to $200 $100 to $200 for caddying has a chance to get $100,000 and you don't say nothing?
I understand, but you know how we have these stories?
By the way, his golfer won the tournament.
Understood. But do you know how we have these stories from time to time where, like, let's say a famous person goes into a restaurant and people reveal what this person tipped, whether it be good or bad. This person normally gets fired. So I'm wondering, is that the same code at a country club?
Yeah, you're right. Well, no. But,
no, this is a business transaction. This got nothing to do with tips. This is business.
I understand, but it is in the category of
like,
this is kind of
he worked
it's
for
an understanding.
Well,
he
just won't use him as caddy anymore.
I understand where Tobin's coming from.
No, I get it. I get it. But how would you handle that? He should be look. And again, this by saying the only person that I am aware of in this matter is Matt Kuchar, and as long as he's been golfing, nobody has ever said anything bad about him. So
who would you expect this from?
Who's the jackass on the tour?
Bubba.
Oh, Duval.
Patrick Reed.
Oh.
Oh.
Golf slander.
I mean, look, it happens. It happens. But from this standpoint, think about this. You've never heard anything like this before.
I've never heard of a story like this before.
It's a weird thing.
The only caddy drama I've ever heard is after Tiger broke up with his caddy because he had things to say.
Right.
But I've never heard of drama of like payouts on stuff like that.
Well, let me explain. I'm going to tell you a story. Right? So last week, I'm golfing at a golf club. Right? Some clubs, if you haven't played there, make you take caddy. Even if you weren't a member, have to take caddy. So we're taking the caddy. My caddy's name was Leo the Legend. Right?
His name was Leo the
Leo
Legend?
Leo the Legend.
Okay. Wow.
This guy must be good.
He must know every nook and cranny of that course.
What's that look for?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Let's just say Leo the Legend. Yikes. He was old. Like, he'd been around there since the beginning of time.
Oh, no.
So every time the caddies carry the putter, and you have the cart. So you hit your ball, drive up, we look back. Leo's walking up the fairway. We got to wait for our putter. But we get done. Got to tip Leo. Right?
Did he help you with the course? And
It's like, it's 350 yards par four. No, what should I use here? Oh, 7-iron.
No, we have range finders.
I know, but maybe he knows. Like, hey.
It's like, you want to watch
so
out
anyway,
here.
The trap over there.
So you tip him. Like, Adam, no qualms. Like, fine. Right?
Yep.
But I could understand if
he was terrible,
if it was dependent on how good he was, right? Yeah, I can see that. What if he was only carrying the bag?
I mean,
what if he wasn't given any yardages, reading any greens, no nothing?
Even if the dude was just a good luck charm, like if I won the tournament,
that's
won.
That's not good luck charm.
Nah.
Carrying the bag?
Nah, man. If I won.
You want to get 100 grand for carrying the stinking bag?
No, but I would have given dude, more than
the
five.
Only, if the dude's expecting only, if he's expecting less than 5%, which just sounds like a bargain. Yeah, I think I'm doing that.
Again, what we know of Matt Kuchar, there's something else to this story. I'm just telling you.
I've never been so interested.
Three catfish.
All about you earn, you know, how we handle you in a situation.
This is the most interesting golf scandal since Dustin Johnson falling.
No. He's
grinding his club. More
scandals than that.
Right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.